Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Today, this is a really, really great little snippet that I want you to listen to. It is about cleansing and enemas and how this is really like the greatest hack that you can incorporate into your life. So Nick and I, we had a really great cozy quantum conversation back in March, and it's almost a 3-hour conversation on the Medicine Human Podcast. And at the very end, we talk about cleansing, and his insights are so good. He's very proficient in the world of cleansing. So I want to share these moments with you guys here in this podcast today. Also, my new cleansing program that is going to teach you everything that you need to know to get your health right and that of your family. This course, Eliminate to Illuminate, is coming live to you soon. So right now I'm in the early bird pricing until July 11th, and the program, at-home program, that's going to journey you through exactly what you need goes live July 22nd. So you can visit the link to get more information here in the show description, okay? So anyways, guys, dive into this quick little excerpt. I know that you're gonna love it. I know there's valuable stuff in here for you. And love you guys always. Let's dive in.
Ivy and I share a commonality of having experience and interest in colonics. And Ivy happens to be an expert with it. She's very proficient. She is a professional when it comes to colonics and the gut. And the mind, body, spirit connection when it comes to all of the stuff that is, and when I say all the stuff, I mean the pounds and pounds and pounds of rotting garbage and poop in our guts. And so Ivy and I initially connected about that because it's been a big part of my journey for sure. In terms of a few years ago, I did my first like very big mucoid plaque cleanse, where I basically eliminated like probably between 5 to 10 pounds of plaque basically in my gut. And that shifted my baseline for it. Like that shifted my baseline entirely in how I experience life, how I experience myself. Because it's more than just like physical. It really is mental. It's spiritual. So basically, yeah, my experience is that I've done that, you know, I've done that type of cleanse, which has been supportive for me. And then, you know, Ivy and I will definitely talk about like routinely doing that type of work, not necessarily like a big cleanse like that, more so like enemas, which literally anyone can do very easily in their own home. And what I have said many times, and I'll continue to say it, is doing an enema on a routine basis for me, just doing an enema in general, is like the equivalent to like 10,000 meditations. Like there really aren't like it is a top five practice for me for sure. Point blank. Like it's a top five practice. We're definitely looking forward to going deep into talking about that, and just, you know, it's a very deep topic.
Thank you for sharing that. Yes, I think that that's going to be such a good conversation, especially like for me, why I really want to have that conversation with you on this public platform is because you're already years into the experience of evolving your own body in this way. You know, before you and I even started talking about any of this, you already have a background in what the experience is to literally purge multidimensional darkness out of your body, right? And as you said, like getting out that 5 to 10 pounds of mucoid plaque and all of that darkness, that shifted the baseline of what your reality is for yourself in a physical body, but also the spiritual energetic self within the body, inhabiting in the body, and inhabiting in your own body without all of that darkness also simultaneously inhabiting your body, right? Mm-hmm. And like your experience in the way that you articulate and in the way that you're able to perceive and be in the experience from such a multidimensional perspective, I think is going to like, it's going to bring so much value to this community, the way that you're going to share and your insights and your perspective. So like, I'm so looking forward to that.
I'm excited. And yeah, like seriously, Ivy, like is like, she is an expert. Like it's,
you don't have to identify me. It's okay, but thank you.
Like in her background right now, she has like a picture of the stomach, a picture of the liver. Like it's pretty.
You see right there behind the microphone? That's the machine that makes the shitty great magic happen. But again, like you said, anybody can do an enema all on their own. You don't need to go to somebody special. You don't need to spend much money at all. You know, like this type of deep spiritual work, absolutely tangible and available to everybody, no matter your budget, no matter your state of health, right? Like when I bought this equipment, right? So this is just a glorified enema. This is just a professional enema. But my enema colonic equipment, most important spiritual tool ever purchased. You know, just as you were just saying, like top five, like absolutely most important, most potent spiritual tool that I have besides going within is flushing out my butt.
Actually, like it's not a joke.
Right. I'm like, I'm it's making really the light of it, like hoping that people like, hopefully they're willing to hear this, but no, let's be really serious now. It's real shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So to cap it at this is like, Ivy, there have been times where like, where I've done it and I'm like, this shit almost seems like unfair. Like how much of a cheat code this is. Like that's just the perception that came up. It was like, this actually seems unfair. Like how good I can feel after doing something so simple. And maybe that ties into broken traumatic perceptions of myself of like having to earn God's love or peace or something like that. I honor that, you know, things do take, you know, there are responsibilities that we have. There is effort. There is all of that, you know, that comes with just like our natural initiations in this life that can't really just be resolved with like an enema. And this practice is like incredibly powerful in bringing mental clarity and silence, like cellular silence.
That's good. I've never heard those words put on it, but that is the sensation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I share it as like an internal spaciousness and this like deep internal calm
like this pressure has been released that you don't know that that pressure has built up until you actually start releasing it. Yeah. And it's really like, it's removing a buffer that, just for me, it's like removing a buffer out of the body, a buffer that prevents me from feeling as strongly or intuiting as strongly. Like, you know, for me, the enema or the colonic, it is multidimensional care for if anything is up in the physical body, but also anything like emotionally, energetically, spiritually, I flush and purify. Like it's the physical means of internal purification, right? And it's holy and saintly work to clean out the body. Yeah. And it's so nice to meet another person that understands.
Yeah. I actually don't know. I know few other people who are into this. So
yeah.
Well, exciting stuff. And we will do that.
Yeah. And we will get way more people hopefully interested if it is in their path, right? Everyone's in their sovereign self.